that it's muda b'shrasimei, and not only that, that the Pentakoi itself is muda, even the Chelet and the Gidanoshe is muda. And even Rebbeya is muda. Why? Because of Yisrael Sakosuf of Kolbi Behimo. We call Kolbi Behimo Sechel. Kolbi Behimo Sechel. But the machlekes between Rebbeya and Rebbe Yude is in regard to Ibn Teshai. So, the Shiras HaRambam means it's two separate alohas. Two separate machlekes. In other words, insofar as the Yisrael Chelet is concerned, so the Rambam passes like Rebbeya, then the Chelet of Ibn Teshai is also Bachel. Is also Bachel. Why we couldn't apply the Xerza Kosov of Kobe Deim as a Chelet? Why? Because Chodoshim is Gahane. So the Mele, through the Chodoshim, it comes in the, it has the status of a complete behemoth by itself. So the Mele, we cannot apply the Heter of Kobe Deim as a Chelet. Only vis-a-vis a Ben Ches, because it's not a behemoth. It's not fully developed as yet. So it's not a behemoth more. The name of Muro and its nitzes, we say Mei Behemo, so then we apply the head there of Kol Behem Zechilu. But Ibn Teshai, the Rambam passes like a Meir, the Chilu is also. Why? Because Chodoshim is Galme, so maybe it's a Behem of Muro by itself. Still, in the other Machlokes, he passes like a Yude, even though it's a Behem of Muro, but according to a Yude. So it's mutal b'shchida simei, even though it's a behemot mo. So now, Rabbi Shmuel says that if the ben pakua, the ben teshai, is it rainfall, then it's mutal b'achile because of kol behemos echeivu. So in other words, because he doesn't pass like the Rambam. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the two dinim by Rabbi Yehuda are told one and another. It's not two separate alakas. So in Melech there is no shaila. There is no shaila that even though the blood, the fetus, in the Ben Teshai is a tray for its Muta Bachel. Because Rabbi Shmuel passes that the Chelet is Muta. So, but the reason is a Chelet, the answer is there is a special heter of Kol Behem as a Chelet. So in Melech the same heter of Kol Behem as a Chelet would certainly apply to a fetus that is a tray for if it applies to the Chelet and the Roshet. Why shouldn't it apply to a trait? But the Rabbi Yavetz apparently agrees with the Rambam that the Chelet of Ibn Teshai is also Bachel. In other words, that we pass like a Meir, that we cannot apply the Heter of Kol Behem as a Chelet, Likabi the Chelet, because Chodoshim Garmet, so it's a Behem by itself, so we cannot apply the Heter of Kol Behem as a Chelet. Kol Behem as a Chelet. So in Meile, Rabbi Yavid says, so too we pass like Rabbi Yude in regard to the blood itself, that it's mutal b'shchida simei, because it's a special aloche, that the shchite of the mother is a shchite on the blood too, but not because of Kol Behem as a Chelet. So since, Rabbi Yavid says, since the shchite of the mother is a shchite on the blood too, so it cannot be effective if the blood happens to be a trait, and the Rambam, so Rabbi Yavetz agrees in the Shiras HaRambam that the Chelet and the Gidadoshe of the Ben Teshai is not Sabachel. We cannot apply the Kol Behem as a Chelet. But some Meili says that the blood itself is not Sabachel if the blood is a trait. Because the only heter is because the Shchite of the mother is the Shchite of the blood. But if it's a trait, so that Shchite cannot be matched. Not, and the Rambam certainly agrees with Ishite that we pass him like a mayor in regard to the Chelet and the Gidadoshe. Still, he says the blood is mutar the Shchita Simei, even though the blood, the fetus, is infected. Why? Because the Rambam holds that it's not that the Maise Shchita and the mother is considered a Maise Shchita and the blood, but the blood becomes mutar through the Maise Shchita and the mother. But in the Chaname, the Maise Shchita is not considered to be realized. Realize the matter. So in Meile, even though it's a treife, a Maise Shrite in a treife is ineffective. But the Maise Shrite is realized in a Shreimo, so it can be Matir, even a treife too, even a treife too. So in Meile, so even Rabbi Yavetz, so Rabbi, the reason is why Rabbi Yavetz says that if the blood is a treife is also there, is because in regard to the Teshai, according to Rabbi Yavetz, we cannot why did the apostle of Kolbe Hebes Echeimo? And if the Ben Pakuye, the Betes Chai, is only Mutea for the Shrit of the mother, which is considered the Shrit of the blood, so maybe if the blood is Chayfe, so that Shrit couldn't be effective. Majinke, if the Ben Pakuye is the Ben Ches, so the Agoesosh says, Motso go and Tisho Mes, so the Shrit of Chai Oilis, Apotisha Shom Lutrei Bemuta, he doesn't say the Rabbi Yavetz Yisrael, he only says Rabbi Yavetz Yisrei in connection with the Bentes Chai, not in connection with a Benches Chai Oimeis or a Bentes Meis. Because if the Benches, so it's not a Behemet Mure according to anybody. Everybody agrees that it's not a Behemet Mure. So we apply the Aloche of Kobe Behemo, Kobe Behemo Sechemo. So in Mele, there is no kashen, even against Rabbi Yavetz from the Gemara Inine. Two that the Gemara Inine says. The Gemara Inine says that we have to resort to that Yerasakos of Ashur when it was found in Meirimei. Because if it wasn't found in Meirimei, so Yochim Tichlis Afilushor, so the question is according to Rabbi Yavetz, according to Rabbi Yavetz, why do we need a Yerasakos of Ashur? Even without Yerasakos of Ashur. But if it's in Yochim Tichlis Afilushor Achas, so him chotchei from Deva Mizu. And Rabbi Yavetz Shittah is that even the Bakui is not muter b'shchit asimei when the Ben Bakui itself is a treife. The answer is, when does Rabbi Yavetz say that even the Bakui is not muter al b'shchit asimei, even the Bakui is a treife, even the Ben Bakui is a bentes, is a bentes, is a bentes, but suppose the Ben Bakui is a benches? So then everybody agrees that we apply the aloche of Kolbi Behemos Echeiro. So Adarabe, so the Xerzakosu is needed in regard to Ibn Bakue. Ibn Bakue, Ben Ches, that has two spines, Shnei Gabim, Ushnei Shedrois, or even Ibn Tes, but it's Mace. So in regard to a Ben Tes, Meis, or Ben Ches, Chayoy Meis, then we certainly apply the law of Kobe Ben Mesachero. So even though it's a trait, they even have Niyamit or Ben Meir in Tzimutea. So if there hadn't been Exerzakosu, if there hadn't been Exerzakosu, or Shur, so then it would be Mutea. But it's also because of the special Exerzakosu of Shur, so even if it's a Ben Ches, Chayoy Meis, or a Ben Tes Meis, so it is still also Bachet. All right, we have to go over the Taz and the Shach of Simon the Dalet, and then we'll go over in the Tour and the Machaber. On Wednesday, we should go over Simon Teslov. I don't think that we'll go over the whole Taz, the long Taz inside in Simon Teslov. But then we'll go over very carefully Simon Tezayin, so you should be prepared. And Simon Tezvok and Tezayin, the Mechaber and Ramor and the Shach and the Taz. But in one second, but in order to understand Simon Tezayin, so you have to go over the whole sugya in Eitzel's name. It's a very complicated sugya about Chishish and Zera Avonai. That's the sugya. Where the Alpidi, we attribute paternal parenthood to an animal. So that's a machlokes. And that's not, one should not make the mistake that when we say in Chesh, the Mandoma who says in Chesh is Elohav, is because we don't know that he is the father. Even if we know that he is the father, let's say it's controlled and we know that he is the biological father, but Al Tudin is not considered as a father, according to that Mandoma. Now, so you have to go over the whole sugi for Simen Tezayin. You have to go over, it's not a difficult sugi, but you have to go over because the Gemara mentions many drushes. So it will not take a long time to go over the whole sugi. But you have to go over the whole sugi from the beginning of Isidus May up to the Pig of Dalit. Up to Omar Rav Safre, Omar Rav Amnune. And he's in the Balek Sheriff of Galilee, up to Omar of Sakhar, that's in the middle of Peyamidal.
Last time,
March 18th, 1981, Bli Ayin Hara, Yud Beis Adar, Sheni, Hashana Tav Shem Mem Al.
The Taz, Simin Dal. Hamikasha Leilei, Veitu Uber Esreishim, Apo Pishe Azir Aridik Yolud, Veinita Bishra Simin. So that's a general halacha. It applies to Behemo, it applies to another. In other words, that two things come into play. Either that the rif group of the fetus came out, even though sometimes so it doesn't come out with the head first, but as long, even if it comes out with the legs first, so as long as the rif group emerged from the mother's womb, so it's considered yolid. But if it's normal either, and if the fetus comes out, if the uber emerges from the mother's womb with the head first, so as long as the head is out, even though the major portion of the goop is still inside the mother's womb, it's also considered yolid. One of two things. So that applies to an odom and it applies to behemoth. So I'm kasha lele veitzu uber esreishe, avo pishe erzire, harizik yolid, veinimiter, בשחיטס אימי, לפי חוק אם הוא ברחס חי או אימי, שבנטס מי, he's also, because he cannot have his own שחיטה. ואם הוא בנטס חי, זה נקרא בשביל סעצה. So the law is, הוא ימצוא אסרי שהוא בר, constitutes לי. So the תעשה, זה שבאו את, היינה רב בדחתי, it doesn't mean that the whole range, that's true of an odom and of a behemo, not the whole range, as per word, as long as the forehead, the front part, padachti, that's the front part of the head. Even though the back part of the head is still the mother's womb, so it already constitutes rape. All right. Now, see this. Hei tziyode, ve'am ziro perish kelim shchit, mashiyotzo, minuei ve'olechutz, is also. In other words, Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk that the Pasuk of Asod et Reif from Yisachelu Kim Shiyotso Uchitzose Nesro Nesro. So that's the halacha. Zero Pereshkilim Shchite Mashiyotso Meneiva Lechutzosa. So it's also even though it puts it back inside the mother's womb. As long as there was a Yitzie Lechutz, so it comes within the Yisr of Yotzo Chutzlim Chitzosa. And then, even though then it pulls in the yad again, it pulls it in again, it pulls in the foreleg into the mother's womb, so the Shechita Simei cannot be matter that particular event. So in other words, let's say, if the fetus pulled outside for a moment a foreleg or a hind leg, and then a minute later it pulled it in again. And then the sheikhet was sheikhet the mother. So the rest of the ufites becomes mutabishvasime. But on that particular foreleg or hind leg, so that was yotzo chutzlim chitzosei for one moment, so shchite cannot be matter. That comes within the posik of posav asode treifol izachet. So, avo mashevisha b'pnim umkim chtach is muta. Lo yarziro kidim shchite, gam mikim chtach osa. Avo mashe b'pnim muta, apiru miuta. So the Gemara says that the only difference between the case where it's a zero or not a zero, so is ligabe mikim chtach. So if it's lo yarziro, so not only the specific aver is osa, even the Mikimachtach is also. Even the Mikimachtach is also. But if it's a zero, so then the Mikimachtach is considered like the best of the fetus. So the male is with it. Alright. Minoi veru lechutz osa. Dixivu posa masole trevo is a chemo. כי מי שיושב עבודו מוצוצי נסע, והיו גם מחיצוצי הוא הורכם להתיר למשתסימי, וכי מי שיוצא חוץ למחיצוצי, ואין רב ורואה לו, נסע מהת השרסים. So it is remarkable, I mean. From the same posik, of course, of a sort of regular Israel, that's at the beginning of Peyman Kasha. So from the same posik, the Gemara learns out that Ube Asheneitzi Yode, or Agle, so then that Eiver is also Bachile. So from the same posik, the Gemara learns out another Aloche, Kochi, Sheyotza Chutzun Chitzose. So is also Bachile. Let's say, every kochim has its own mechitzi. If it is kochim, so the mechitzi is the mechitzi azok, because it has to be eaten dapkin azok, if it's kochim. If it's kochim kalim, so it's necholim b'choloiyah. So the mechitzi is chenes yoshalayim. So the aloha is that if kochim, or kochim kalim, was yetzah chutzal chetzosi, let's say kochim, was taken out l'chutzal azoreh, or Kochim Kalim was taken out Chutz Lechinas Yerushalayim, so it's also Bachile. And that thing the Gemara also learns out from the posi Uboso Basode Trevel Yisachilu Kim Shiyotza Chutz Lechitzos in Nesa. Even though it's different kind of Mechitzes, here it's a Mechitze of Gdushe, I mean in Mechitzes Yerushalayim or Mechitzes Azore, and here it's a biological Mechitze. But the Gemara learns out from the same posi. And Rashi emphasizes it, that it's the same kind of Issa. Even though, I mean, superficially, the two appear to represent different phenomena altogether, but we still learn it out from the same person. That's a Mechesa Medala. Omar Abidah Marah, Ve'im Ratz Me'oseh, Ma'itayimed O'makro, U'bosa Basode Trevo Le'zecheil. Kim Shiyosa Boso Chutz Mechitzosi Nesa. So, Ubos Masode, Kleim Achutz Mechitzosi, Rashi, Da'ayne La'avir, Sherechem Zeh Havu Mechitze, La'atire Bishchito, V'chim Shiyotso, Hareyu Kitreife, V'lo Yisechu, V'chol Mi Shiyesh Le Mechitze Miyotso, Ki Din Boso Kochim Shiyotso, Namem Haikon Abdelon. Perikei, Halach Etesim, Uber in the middle of Halacha Tes, Berikei Yochas Machol Hasuras Halacha Tes. In the middle, because the first step of Halacha Tes discusses other Yon. So Uber in the middle. Uber Sheheitzi Yodi Ragle, Nesa Oyseiva Leilo, Ben Shechosh Chotche, Kedem Shetishochet Imei, Ben Shechotche Acha Shemishchat Imei, Vapu Helzir Eitzi Eiver, Limeime, Eiva Limeime, Vakach Mishchat, Oyneilat Havlat, Vichoyo Kamishoni, Hari Eise Yoiver, Osam Mishim Treibu. Now that's important, the Rambam emphasizes. Osam Mishim Treibu, that it's a Nisa Treibu. Even though, I mean, the Gemara says that we learn it out from Bosa Basode Treibu Yisachilu. But we still could say, we learn it out from that Posik, but maybe it comes within another law. Maybe it comes within another law. As a matter of fact, we'll see the Lashon HaRashbo. And from the Lashon HaRashbo, it's mashma that it comes within the Issa of Eiva Menachai. Even though we learn it out from that pasuk. But the Rambam spells it out explicitly that it's not only that you learn out that aloche from that pasuk, but it comes within that law. I mean, it's mistaba like that. Since we learn it out from that pasuk, why should it come within another law? But the Rambam spells it out explicitly. Sari Yisrael Yiver also Mishim Treifo. She Kongboso She Yotzo Chutzun Chitzose. Nesa Ki Boso She Pilesh Minachai. She Nema U Boso Basode Treifo. Kim She Yotzo Limokim She Uloi Ki Sode Nazis Treifo Kmo She Biyam. Even though the Rambam then says, first he says Yisrael Mishim Treifo, and then he says Ki Boso She Pilesh Minachai. So, how is it, Mr. Treifo? The answer is because we have a machlekes echum between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. We got me b'neyach, so Bosa Menachai and Deila Menachai come within the same Issa. But Litabit Yisrael, so there's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says that Bosom Nachai comes within the love of the Yom Nachai in Rei, and Rabbi Yochanan says that Bosom Nachai comes within the love of Bosom Asod et Treifo Mizachayo. So the Meir of the Rambam, see, it says, Yisosam Shem Treifo, and then he also says, Shekol Bosom Shiosam Utbusos, Inesa Kiposa Shepirish Nachai. In other words, because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. If the Rambam had passed like Rish Lakish, he wouldn't mention the analogy between Eva Shiyotza Chutzun Chitzosei and Bosom Nachat. Alright. Umikei Mechtach Sheze Hadgoret Bintim Lechitze Vechibin Sheer Zero. So אין צורך לחתך וצטנים, אלא מצמצם וחייתך, ומכי מחתף מותר, יתחילם בין בהימות יחילו, אבל לא יחזירו, לא יתחילם בין בהימות ומכי מחתף. That's the reason as why we say that there is a difference between the case where it's יחזירו או לא יחזירו, לגבי מכי מחתף. If it's יחזירו, so then the מכי מחתף is מותר, because if it's יחזירו, he doesn't have to cut in up to the inside the inside rib, because it's a zero. So the male, the became achdach is, so we can apply that with the became achdach. Let's say if this is the became achdach. So if it's a zero, if the ivar came out at first and then it was pulled back. So the male, if this is the became achdach, so the male seems you don't have to cut the became achdach. So the male, the Mekim Achtach, comes within the posik of Kobi Meir Sechelo. Masha'inkin, if it's Loyal Zero. So there, you'll have to cut this piece of the Eiver. Because in the Mekim Achtach too, in order to cut off the whole Eiver, if it's Loyal Zero. So the male, this piece that you'll have to cut in the Mekim Achtach cannot be considered as Bibeim Sechelo, because you'll have to cut it off. אבל לא יעזירו מקרינה ולבאים הם כמחתך. Alright, now let's see the shot. ואיצי אובר עשרי שי, בחשמיש וצימר ישי זיין, ליבואר, דרך פתחתי, אבל כאילו יוצא כל אלי שי. That has to do with ירו שי. וגבלו לי לסודו, but it's the same הלוח. Whatever is true of לי לסודו, is true of לי לסבאים. ואבל גם בשעה עשרי שפירת יש פחיר, ובירמם פירי בית מרס נחלס, ובישון חנוך שם. איסי ליוצא פתחתי, אבל כאילו יוצא כל אלי. פושדו, דוי מיירה, אלו דמי פתחס, דאבו גרישי, אבו, ודאי. So, there it's mentioned the Rambam, שכנוך, אם יוצא פתחתם. So that means the whole פתחס, not רי פתחס. So he says no, because there is a הלוכה of רובי גיקולה, so מילה אם רי פתחס is considered as the whole פתחס. So, פושל ומאי רואים דין פתחת אבו כרשי, אבל רבד הידרי פתחת אני ככולי, ומחשב על יום יפה להיות זו כל רשי. In other words, so we have two kules. One kule is that we don't consider the back part of the head, only the front part of the head. So, if the rape of the patachas, of the front part of the head, emerge, so then by applying the law of Kubik and Kule, it's considered as if the whole front part of the head emerged. So maybe it's considered yom. Vaprise, the chen kosat the razor, vasma, vaprise kam, the chen ule kamus of simkut and dalib to the ram vabach, the abach the cheshmishpet, mochak te vishom, ufine zaike te moshe vasam. In other words, the bach shite is to the country. The bach shite is that riv badachas wouldn't constitute rape. Only the whole padachas. Whole padachas. Even though there is a aloche of rubikikule, so why is the bach shite? That rib padachas does not constitute rape. I mean, that chayle is negeye, we got a mile sometimes when the baby is born, let's say on Friday afternoon, just a minute before shkia, and the question is, and let's say, rib padachas came out just before Shkia, and the rest of the Padachas came out after Shkia. So the question is, can the bris be performed on Friday, or the bris has to be performed on Sunday? Because on Shabbos certainly not, because we have Sukkot, it's Minas Moshe. So this is Nigeye, we got in many yonim, but it's the same child. So the shite of most poskim is the three padachas constitutes lady. The shite of the bach is only the whole padachas constitutes lady. Three padachas not. Even though there is a general principle of chubik ekule, the answer is, if the halacha had been that lady is constituted just by the emergence of the padachas, apparently that is the shaila between the shach and the bach. Why do we say that if the padachas, the front part of the head emerge, even though the back part of the head is still the lady may, so lady is constituted? Is it that the significant thing is the emergence of the padachas, not the back part of the head? The back part of the head is not important. It's the front part of the head. Oh no, it's the head in its entirety that is important. But when the front part of the head emerges, then al pidin we consider it as if the back part of the head emerged. As if the back part of the head emerged. So apparently the bach is that it's not that the padachas per se is significant in constituting lady. It's the whole head, the emergence of the whole head, the front part, back part, that constitutes lady. But if the whole front part of the head emerge, even though the back part is still the meime, so then we consider it al pidin as if the back part also emerged. So we cannot say ube kikule. When can we say ube kikule? If it is rov of the if the whole thing, if the padachas is the thing that constitutes lady, and we have rov padachas or ube kikule. But if it's not padachas that constitutes lady, it's the whole head. But when the whole padachas emerge, then it's considered as if the whole head, even the back part of the head emerged. But cholapoches, we have to have that the whole padachas emerge, not if just the whole padachas emerge. That's the shita of the bach. And the shita of the shach is, no, that it's not the whole head. It's the padachas. When we say yotzoreishe, we don't mean the back part of the head. We mean just the padachas. All right. Also, now, But in order to understand the task of the shach, so we have to keep clear in our minds what the Mechaber and Rabbo say. Hei tziyoni ver ziro. Hey, oh, that's what we learned. Oh, mkir chtach mita. Lo yer ziro ke dem shrita mevtach osa. Abo mashe bifni osa. Ba abo mashe bifni muta. Afimu hu mimi. So then the Rabbo says, vichol ze lo adere. Vichol, now the task, sit down. Afimu hu mimi. So, the Kaimelon, Ein Leide, Leivoy, Kirabiechen, Veloy Kerab, Yish Leide Leivoy, in other words, there is a machlekes in Gimor, should have gone over in the Gimor, there is a machlekes in Gimor between Rabiechen and Rab. Rabiechen and Rab, there are two machines in Gimor, but the Gimor says to you they respect one Moshe. So that means, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rav, as to whether Yesh Leide Livori or Ein Leide Livori. So, Rav says Yesh Leide Livori. So what is the Yesh Leide Livori? Just as we got to the Leide of the whole group, of the whole fetus, there is Aloche of Rav, Heit Yotzo Hube, even without the Padachas. So the Aloche is, it's considered Yolud, So Rav says, Ligabe in the Haloche of Iver Shiyotza Chutzlum Chitzose becomes Nesa, we also apply the Haloche of Rubi Kipule. Why do we say that if Yotza Rubi, so it's considered Yom? Because Rubi Kipule. So the Mele, Ligabe in the Haloche of Iver Shiyotza Chutzlum Chitzose that is Nesa, we also apply the Haloche of Rubi Kipule. So the Mele, if let's say the major portion of the hind leg or the foreleg was pulled outside the mother's womb, even though a minor portion of the hind leg of the foreleg still remained inside the mother's womb, so the male, when he shechts the mother, so the whole fetus is muta b'shritasine. Mashenki, that minor portion of the major portion of which was already outside, that is not muta b'shritasine, according to Rav. Why? Because Yeshua Yelivorim, according to Rav. So the male we say that the whole, if Yeshua Yelivorim, so we apply the loche of Rubi Kekule. So we say that the whole hind leg or the whole foreleg was born already, we emerged. So the male, since we apply the loche of Rubi Kekule, so it can, so the minor portion of the hind leg, the foreleg that remained in the mother's womb is also bachrile. Because we consider that minor portion also as if it had emerged. But Rabbi Yochanan says, we apply the law of Kupi Kikule, we got the real aid, but not we got the Iva Shinotso, Chutzlum Chitzose. So melee, the major portion of the hind leg and foreleg emerged from the mother's womb. Then, and the minor portion of the hind leg and foreleg remained in the mother's womb. And then he was Sheikhai the mother, so the major portion that was out, so it's also bachile, it's yotz chutzlum chitzose, and the minor portion is muta bachile. We pass by Rabbi Yochanan. The kind of little livoy, Rabbi Yochanan, the little rab, the yeshleido livoy. Yeshleido livoy. Now, Siv Gimu, in the Shach, Mashiyot Neivu Lachutz Osa, Shnev Bas Masa Lepreg Ozechim, Lido Shach Azal, Kim Kiyos Abos Lachutz Lachutz Osa, Dain Arachem, Shom Mechitza Zewuber, Nesa, Afilu Midishoyim. Then the Rambam says, בכל זה לא יאיר אלו יגיד שאיתה בשביל הסימן כי שאו בער הנוצר אבל יודו איסו הבאימו אך הכי גם הידע שיוצא ורסי לישורי בשביל זה עצמי מעתירה כי כך הלו אבס יוסף בלים חובי וכל בוי בשביל וכן נחיח מרשאו פרק המקשה סימנה לדכי משמו יש הפוסקים הוא פושי. Even though the Bis Yosef says that and they have the Raya of the Gemara, still there are some poski who are massacred the Bis Yosef. But there are more paskins like the Bis Yosef. Now, so what does the Bis Yosef say? The Bis Yosef mentions a Chiddush that this halacha of Bosor Shiyotza Chutzlum Chitzosim, either Shiyotza Chutzlum Chitzosim, so becomes Oseh and the So it is, so the halacha is only that if it's yotza chutzlum chitzosei, so then it is oser and it cannot be muter al nishchid asime. Masheinke, if there was a shchite realized in the fetus itself, the fetus was born, and then a shchite, let's say. This fetus in question pulled out its eyelid, its foreleg, outside the mother's womb. And then it gave birth, the fetus was born. And after it was born, and then after the fetus was born, so the sheikh had slaughtered the mother behemoth, and after that, so he slaughtered the born blood. So not only the blood in its entirety, the rest of the boy, so amuta bachile, even that particular ever is also amuta bachile. Behold the lion in shehita b'shkasime. Kishoru baramitzam, avon yodo yisabim machakeim, tamoei vershe yotzo versirei, yishore, yishidas atzmei mater hakeim. So, B'shachses. Oh, v'chol ze. Now, let's see. Sifei and Tzibo. V'chol ze al nishiniteha b'shirasime. Rotzolei ma b'shirasime hu dimitra keche. Dimitara keche. Dimitara keche. Dimitara keche. Aber wie ich über das Chai, wo ich in der Rosse, wo ich in der Hanelei, gab es das Arzt in der Rakei. Aber in Jondo ist ja bei ihm, wo er Rakei. In Jondo ist ja bei ihm, wo er Rakei. Darf ich jedem Schritt. Aber der Acha Schritt ist, so ein Mensch ist der Chidisch. He limits the deen, the scope of the Chidisch of the Besiosef. The Besiosef is in the Chadisch of Chidisch. That this Aloche, that he was here to go to is the women Zoseh, so that's only if he has to be Nitea, how the Shridasime, the Shridasime. But if, let's say, it was born, and then the Shrita was realized in the Uber itself, after it is born, so then, if the Iver that emerged, so is Mutabachir. So it says, that's only true if the lady of that blood took place before the shchita of the mother. But if the shchita of the mother took place first, avlach ha-shchita apilu neil ha-derach b'zorechel, even if there was a regular birth, but if, let's say, the blood pulled out its hind leg, its foreleg, and then the sheikh had slaughtered, and then the sheikh had slaughtered the mother, and after, a minute after he slaughtered the mother was slaughtered, so there was a regular birth. Not that he took it out, but there was a regular birth, that's possible. That's possible, because after all, Shchita is effective even though the behemoth remains alive for some time, like I says, so the Shchita is still Mata Bachile and it's Gechayel Chodorel. So it's possible that after the Shchita there should be a regular birth. So in such a case, that even would be awesome. If the lady of the blood took place after the mother was mishchato, not only if the blood was taken out like even takui, even if there was a regular lady, so it's also came with her with two, with Yosef, the king of Abach, who was then Yosef, Mashiach, with Archimedes, who with Trisha, the Rav Yosef, with Zorahim. So in other words, why is it so? Because if the lady took place before Shrite, so Mimele, that means that the Uber in its entirety never had the Chaliz in the Pakwe, that is Nita Mishnasim. So Mimele, there was a regular lady before the Shrite of the mother. So the Deen of the Aloch of the Pakwe that becomes Nita Mishnasim, he was never Chal on that Uber. So, since the aloche of the Ben Pakuye was never chal on the mother, so Mimele, the mother has a deen. So Mimele, the Uber, has the same deen like any other behemoth. Has the same deen like any other behemoth. So Mimele, the Shchite is mother. The Shchite is mother. Alright, now, in Yotzor Eva Uber, הרי הוא כיורד, ואם יוצא חצי אברי ואיבר, חצי אברי ואיבר, in other words, if half of the, in other words, half of the goof of the fetus emerge, but in the half of the goof of the fetus that emerge, there is a rob of a hand. There is a rob of one hand. Now, if we'll apply the halacha of, so in other words, so actually only 50% of the goof of the fetus emerge, but in the 50% is included the major portion of the hindleg, and if we'll be gayer, if the mute portion of that hindleg will be nigra after the major portion, so then there will be rob. Now, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that we do not say Rube Kikulei Ligabe the Aloche of Iva Shiyotza Chutzum Chitzosi. But here there is a Bible Lipshit in the Gemara. Here it's a Bible Lipshit in the Gemara. Here it's not just If we'll apply Ubekikule Ligabe that kindly, so then there will be a lady of the whole group, of the whole Ube. So that's the Shaya. Do we say, by applying Ubekikule to that particular Ibera, so then it will mean, it will turn out that we are applying Ubekikule Ligabe the whole. So maybe we can apply Ubekikule, or no, since we have to resort to the application of Rubikikule Ligabi in specific area, and if we will not apply Rubikikule Ligabi in this highway, so the melee there will not be all of the group, so the melee and Ligabi in specific area, Rabbi Yochanan says that we say, we cannot apply Rubikikule. So here too we cannot apply Rubikikule. So it's a binary issue in the Gemara. That's the first case. Then the second case, it's not even a bayit, it's a pshikas. Or in sheyotzo rubei b'miutei v'harei l'kiyotu. So the strange thing about the mechaber is that he was killed in one category, two separate situations. The first situation is a bayit l'riv shikin. So we say harei l'kiyotu l'chumre, misopi, but not with Yerasvatai. The second situation is not an bayit l'riv shikin, that's a double portion. So there it's Yom Pitiras Vadai. Mashaim came the first situation is Yom Pitirasov. So we only say Ariel Kiyolut Lechumre, but not Likule. Mashaim came the second situation, so we say Yom Likule. So the strange thing, I mean, it's not difficult, but why did the Mechaber include the two situations in one category? When the first case is Harei Kiyolot Lechumre B'Terasopi, and the second case Harei Kiyolot Lechumre B'Likule B'Terasvara. Alright, now Chetzi V'Rei Veila Pigei Sheyotzo V'Yotzo Uchshenishaya Ma Sheyotzo V'Uber Eino Lechetzi V'Nakir Mi'ut Ayat Shebifin Harei Ayat Sheyotzo Lashon V'Lomu Berosa Yizeu Bayi V'Gimor V'Lo Yivshi V'Nikai Lechumre. הרי הוא גיולות, גם כמו שנטור שכוסה בכם, הוא אין מידוג די גויים, אין הוא מקולר. So the only kasha that the way is that the Moshe is strange, because the Mechaber should not have included them in Bechol Bechubi, in one category. Well, meaning, a very simple tenet is, because of Reilo Milami Dodo, the Talmud in Moshe Tzoro, so by including it in one category, So then he adopted the Loshim Tzor. Even though the first case mentioned in that scene is Hareyu Kiyolut Rechumre Mirasofik, and the second case mentioned in the scene is Hareyu Kiyolut Bivadai Bein Rechumre Bein. Alright, now Heitzi Eiver Echot Ve'arzirei Bechoda Ve'itzi Eiver Echot Achet Ve'arzirei Achi Yishun Reiv Reiv Ehamiut Shal Yotzo Muter. במחות הפורים בר ואין בר בשור שאיצה איצה גם המיעוט שנשאר בפנים עושה תצל גמור הוא בר שאיצה איבר ונסר איבר ורקח משחתו אין ויציאו איבר ואריר מקיבו החורף שלו עושה משתי צה ונגרו מכלל איבורים ויש ברי ברכות so he also have a reise kicholok treif and she nisari kicholok sheiro now that's an abai who leaves it in the gemore. So what is the Abayim in the Gemara? The Abayim in the Gemara is if an Uber pulled out one Eiv, so that Eiv became Osir. The rest of the Uber became Muter Bishchita Simei. Became Muter Bishchita Simei. So the question is, do we say Gemara Daf Samachtes. Now I am assuming that you went over the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, Boy Rabbi Yomir, Ma'u Rochesh Rizal, Hechadon, Ili Mezoz Labeim, Ma'al Yisei, Ma'al Yisei, Ha'al Yisei, 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 Akur Ben Pakwe Da'o Menam, Dom Rav Mishal Shil Divrei Mechei Shun Zerahav, Ben Pakwe Avar Ben Ma'al Yisei, Ovar Ben Takone, Lo Yitzchi Chadoz Labeim Pakwe Da Chavosi, That's all this Hogdai Tocha, the Gemara. So in the offspring also the hind leg will be osa and the fore leg will be osa. But then Gemara says, "Hod Roma pshited in the Val Zari, the kei sume yilet sume, the kiteya yilet kiteya." In other words, the heredity does not follow up the specific event. So elo pshited in the Val Zari, v'ora komi boyo, v'heim abal melav v'kiya. The milk. Chol of the almond loy kevun achai domi vishore, hain an loy shne, o yu mahoso mislita kante, li yisura bishchite, hokal es lot kante li yisura bishchite. Hey, so this is that he, it's a violin shne. Ube ashe yitze iba, vinesa la iba, vakach yishchite, vinciwo ube, vare yi kivo, achol of shlo oso mishne yitze. Hoi yu misok, hoi yu vihu mikhwa o ivori, vyeish bo iba echot, osea, What's the value? Because there is our general principle. Halitzin yoseros. So chol of treif is also bachirin. It's also missing. Now, here we have a behine. The bulk of the group is not osa. But what even is osa? So do we say, now, of course, every eiver in the behemo is a factor in the production of the in the production of the milk. So since there is one portion in the behemoth that is osea, and the milk being the result of all the evoi, not just of one eiver. So the mele, the milk that is obtained from that behemoth is partly yetzin osa. It's not completely yetzin osa, but it's partly yetzin osa. Or we say, after all, every milk should be osea. Because after all, Elam Nachai is Osea. So the milk that you obtain from a living behemoth, so it should be Osea, because it's Ayetim in Osea. It's Ayetim in Osea. Prior to Shechites, the behemoth is Asura Ba'achile because of the Isea of Elam Nachai. So Memele, the milk that you obtain from a behemoth should be Osea on the basis of Ayetim in Osea. Same with Nami, it would be Osea. But the Gemara mentions a posik. The Gemara mentions a posik. Yarazobas Cholu with Rosh, other psukim. In other words, that mention explicitly the psukim which spell it out that the cholov of a behemoth is muta. So it seems every cholov should be osa, except there is a special head there. So the melee, even this behemoth, the cholov of this behemoth, It has an extra Eva that is Osha, but every male knows it's Osha Bachele. And still we have a head there. So maybe that applies here. Yeah, but what we could say, it's true we have a special head there, a special Zerzakosu. Erezomas Holo with Gosh, that the Holo is Muter, even though without the Zerzakosu, it would be Osha on the basis of Ayitim no Osha. Osha. So over there, we say that Zerzakosu tells us that it's Muter, because even though every behemoth is also bachilo, but it has the potential of becoming muta bachilo, the shchite. Masha'it in this behemoth has one eiver that does not have the capacity of the potential of becoming muta to shchite, because even after you shech. So then this eiver will remain osel. So the melee that zakoso for parents of a scholar but wash does not apply to this behemoth that has an eiver that is osel, that will always remain osel. So that's a violation. So that's why we pass the Chumre and the Loshin of the Mechaber is Varindeki Holof Trimosh and Isan in the Holof Shero, because we cannot say that it's Mamesh Yetim in Osa, because it's Yetim in Osa and it's Yetim in Amuta. So it's like it's Aruves. Alright, now let's see the Tanz. Michwal Ivor, Zephai Ivor, Dinei Mekim the Holof Helen down, Kim the Holof Holof down, Havi Kingdom Nachai, Vakim Hoche Shore, Lachanam Eloishne. Oy dil mo hosom is like a counter is so heavy schite och alle von der kanto is so heavy schite will you will you schite wir kommen wir mir alle bo ku a habo al de mo daume shavlat il in da kom ki di se vi sine nu limo si dale di hol of shle si a va gam di no so li steise shali ku le ni se a kiben di sho ut khetie habele שו והבלי כשו מידי של איש חתכת ימם. So he said, now, so the Tah says, he says, now what had, when he's חילי כאן לבח, we had in the previous Simen, where the Tah, in Sirtes, in the previous Simen, where the Tah agrees with the Bach, and the Shach is חילי כאן לבח and the Tah's together. So that's regard to the case in more being with the Omer, where in Baspakue, the Nishato, the Nutzoglad Biseiko, the Mutaravlad, the Lipohavlad, the Klaus Shkidesat, the Klaus, the Utabine Ime, the Kiabeimo Secheo. So we sold it, and the Bach said the same thing. The Bach said the same thing, and the Shach is Chelik. And the Shach is Chelik over there, because since the mother, so is the Bas Pakuo, so she, it's already Ishchuto, Alkidi, so the melee of what effect can the Shchite now, the actual Shchite now in the mother, be, have, what effect can it have? So that is to the Shach. So over there, the Taz and the Bach say the same thing, and the Shach is Chelik. Here we have another machlekes between. So here we have another machlekes, but in this case, so the Taz and the Shach agree, and they are both chilek on the bar. In the machlekes in the new demo, so the bar and the Taz agree. The bar and the Taz agree. And the Shach is Chelik. And the Shach is Chelik. Here we have a machlekes in regard to the case of Ben Pakue, Havo Ben Udao. So the Alochet, so Rav Mishal, she says, Havladin with Hakone. Havladin with Hakone. So the question is, whether the Cholov of Ezi Havlad is Osir or not. So the Taz says that the Cholov of the Vlad is Osir. Is Osir. Why? Because since he been Pakui, Habo, Al Behim of the Aum. So we say that the Vlad is Osir because he's semi shochut. So he's Osir. So mainly the milk of that Vlad that is obtained while the Vlad, this hybrid Vlad, is alive. But even while it's alive, it is semi-shot. So the melee, the milk that is obtained from that blood, from that hybrid blood, is also machile, because it's a yizim in osea. But according to the Taz, now the Shach agrees with the Taz on this, because the Bach says that the Bible belief sheke only applies to the milk of a new bear that he was hetzi yode yoragle. So, and that new bear, so is in its entirety muti. But that eiver, that particular eiver is also, because of posobaso the trefel is a hail. So the mele, so then in regard to that case, it's a Bible issue. It's a Bible issue. Mashe'inke, the Bach says, in respect to a Vlad ben Pakue, Havo ala Behemo, the Alme. So the blood, that hybrid blood, so is only takone al shchite, because he said he shochut before the shchite. So the Bach says the milk that is obtained from the hybrid blood is milk. Why don't we say? Why the Bach mentions a very good story? He says, why don't we say that since the blood, this hybrid blood, so is only takone, so mainly the milk of that hybrid blood is a yitzin in a osea, and it's osea, so the Bach says it's the hybrid blood is not osea. It's only impossible to realize Edashkut. It's only impossible to realize Edashkut, either because the Shkite will involve the psul of Shie, or because there is no Edashkut on the Hime that is already semi-shokot before the Shkite. So whatever the time is, but it doesn't mean it's not one of the trefes. This blood is not one of the trefes. So this blood is actually mutabache, but there is no way of eating it, because you have to be shechted, and the shechted cannot be matched. So mele, it's not osa b'chayot, the behemah is not osa b'chayot. It's only when you shechted, so the shechita cannot be matter. The shechita cannot be matter. So the mele, the milk does not come within the aloche, just one second. The milk does not come within the aloche of Hayitzim in Osos. That's the Bach. The Taz is chayim. And let's see what the Taz says. And the Shach is also chayim. But even though, on the whole, the Taz and the Shach agree, but there is a difference between the Taz and the Shach. They are both chelik and the Bach. The difference is that according to the Taz, so the hollow of that hybrid blood has the same status as the hollow of the blood that is Hetzi Yodei Raglei. So just as the hollow of the blood that is Hetzi Yodei Raglei is only also meterasophic, it's a Bible Yishite, so the hollow of the blood, of the hybrid blood, is also only osa mitirasofi, not mitirasofi. In other words, even according to the alternative in the Gemara, that the hollow of the blood that is hetzi yodei ragle is muta b'siyeh. Why is it muta b'siyeh? We don't apply the halacha of hetzi osa osa for the same reason that we don't apply the halacha of hetzi osa osa regarding regular milk, even though the behemah is osa b'achile. So we don't apply. Why? Because it's a special zakoso. So in Mele, there is one alternative to the Abayit of the Gemara, that the same zakoso applies to the hollow of the blood that is Hetzi Yodei Raglei. So according to that alternative, so the hollow of the hybrid blood of Ibn Pakue, Havu Alveim, the Almo, so will also be muter according to the alternative, that the hollow of the blood that is Hetzi Yodei Raglei is muter. Mashink in the Shach says, the whole Abaye is only respect to the hollow of the blood that is Hetzi Yodei Raglei. Mashink, the hybrid blood, then Bilishum Sofit, that is Sofit. So in other words, we have three shittas. The shita of the Bach is that the hollow of the hybrid plant is Mutabakir. And we don't apply the Aloha of Aichim Osa Osea because the hybrid plant is not really Osea. It's not really Osea. It's only impossible to realize the Hedashim, but it's not really Osea. And then the Shite of the Tazis, that it has the same status as the plant. The hybrid blood has the same status, the hollow of the hybrid blood has the same status as the hollow of a blood that he hates Yon Raka. And the Shite of the Shachi is that whatever we say in regard in the case of a blood that he hates Yon Raka, but in regard to the hollow of a hybrid blood, it's certainly, even if we assume like the alternative in that Abaye, the just as the Zasakosu of Eretz Zobah's Holov of Rosh is matter, the Holov of the regular Bein, so it's also matter, the Holov of the Vlad that is Hei Tzion Ragle. So only that Holov is Muter, but the Holov of the hybrid Vlad is certain. Now let's see, inside. Vinirali Bo, Vinirakuya Bo, Vinirakuya Bo, Vinirakuya Bo, Vinirakuya Bo, Vinirakuya Bo, די חולש איז אַ וואַט קאַמט נאָר צו מיך שטיין זיי שאַל איך קוי איז אַ קיפּי שאַבט חרצ פאַר אויף שאַב מיד שיין שאַב חרצ מאמע וואָד מי בוי אין וואַט באקוי זיי מוד אין שיין שיין וואַט אַ קונע קומ די רעב שאַל שיעל מאַן דאָ מאכן שיין גראַב וואו מאכן די סמוהים זיי איז זיי ניי אַל קאָר ניגן ניגן מי בוי די זיי זיי שאַל מי קולאו אַבער די נה וואַד איי חתיימו זיי זעס חתיימו. Now, the same abaya that the more amazes in connection with the hollow of an Eiver, of a Ruber, that is Hitzi on the Ragley. So the same abaya applies to the hollow of the hybrid blood, of the Beg Pakue, Aqua, of the Medaome, and they had the blood. So the blood, so that the hollow of that blood is stored in the same socket. Why doesn't the more mention the same abaya in connection with the hollow of the hybrid blood? Because the Gemara wanted to mention is an abaya that is already full out. Mashiach came in regard to the hybrid blood. So that is not already full out. Avul yine vade chataymu. Do lesli takonu yisuge, do yisim vade yishvite, 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 ולבוי אלינים מפקוי של חנו, דאוסון בהם את החול הפשורי. דאב, אתה בין את הכל מלבד ושחיתם איתם, שיהיה, אין אי אלו שינה שחיתם את הרוסת. Because of שיהיה, so there is no way of being matter, but it does not have a shame עושה. אב, הוא בחיי או אין בו איסה, דאין בו שרף טריף, ודימו איסה ליקו, שאין בס יוסף מכמון, דאין שום איסה, אלו שינה שחיתם מוילה. עד כאן, אולם יזדה איתי קושי בזה. חודד אופי אושר אשר בניפיר דיילם קשי מפקו אשר לי דיוסף על הבלת. הרי די קורא לי עוצר, והכנעתי לחלובי דומינו איסבו, ויסו ראי ידם ראשם מגמור מה הוא לא חשב לי זרי. דאו איסא יצא. היך אדום, אי דיוסו, that was not a man. אי דיוסו, אבל אם מה לי יצא, מה יהיה לי הייתיס ואיסא יצא, אפילו בן פקוי דאו מנעמי. גם הרב משאר שיום דברים בחיתון זה הרב, בן פקוי אבו הרבה עם אל יסי זבו אני את הקונה. ויתן את היו את הקונה עם ביסה. איך מידענו לו ליסה יצא ולעבוע שבו ממנו. הוא מידענו לו הדודה. ביסה יצא יהיה ביסה, אבל בן פקוי אין ביסה. רק אין בית השחיתה. אלו על כל כך דיבוי ואשר מן הממש, איך את ביסה יצא, עושה ממש, הוכן למה בן פקוי. איך את בתחילו ימדם איסו מיוסו עבוד, הוכן למה מס קונה. זה עבוד שורת. רק מנחוב מבוי אלי, הוכנה מדישובי. ומה שישיסה בזה, יש בזה. So what is the task? Where is according to the back? The hollow of the hybrid blood is certainly mutter because it's not in water. It's only impossible to realize the shchite because of the psul of shia. Or whatever other is. But it's not really awesome. So mainly the hollow does not have a deen of hayit in awesome. So the bar says, so the melee, it's certainly muta. And the Taz says, no, the same abaya that the Gemara raises in connection with the hollow of the blood that is in Tzion Radley applies to the hollow of the hybrid blood. Can you rebound that much in the corner of the Gemara? Or from the other? They were actions. מי פורך, מי ירי, מכיר חרות את המשר שיהיה, הוא אמרנו, יוד, ניחו נגד האולי ולקרומה, יש לי מהדורי, הוא אמרנו, כאילו ששייך עוד בו יאולי ולקרומה, הוא נראה משר שיהיה, הוא קורא חפי עוד בו יאולי ולקרומה, מה שאם כן, כאן יש יסבור כרב משר שיהיה, אם שייך רואים על זה פייל, כאילו מוצינו, בו זה יסבור, נעומד סי בו נשאר. סיף ידעו, החולף שלו עושה משתי, זה גם כן בעיה בשעת, מה הוא נגמי החלובי? כל דאום מלאפים ונחי דומי, וישור העין המלויש, או ידיעו מאוסו מפריט הקמפו איסורי בשחיתה, תקו, וכן כוסו הרמבה, הרי זה אוסו משתי זה מצופי, והיא כשעבר, המים פה אישה סתם באוכל, גם אם הם פחוי, שבו הרבה מדאום, והיו, שעבו עדים מתקונה, שעבו עדים מתקונה מטעם שיהיה, וכדורי יוצאים את ידימו, אמין זה, זה תעשה בשעה, the old mention the town of Shia, even though Rashi mentions it, but it could be that Rashi mentions that Rishitose, who says that the whole Aloche is not out of the Hilchet, but according to other Rishim, Machilta Rashi, then we can explain the bias on the basis of the fact that since it is semi-shochot, so the male, they cannot be Eadashri. Vitiris also Pshiri Shoel Lastreifi, Elo Shein, Hashkid Matarose, that's what the Bible says. ודומה למה שכוסף הרשב"א, וכוס לי הרב, סימן חוב ד' סיפטס וור. גבי שמותו, דה חורף שלו מותר, נאו וול אוף דה פסולים דה פסו, דה שחיטש איז איקו. נאו, so what is איקו? We mentioned it. But the main סימן is further in איזו חשבית. So there is a מחלקת between רשב"א and other רשב"א. According to רשב"א, איקו means if somebody is not in the email with a certain problem. The other Rishim say, if somebody shechts an aim with certain problem, then it's no shchit altogether. We don't even have to resort to the psul of Iko. It's no shchit there. But Iko means that he would use the real sake. But he has to shech to Simoni the veshet and the kone. So suppose at the time when he was shechit one simen, so the other simen was shomit. So the mele, that's equal. So the halacha is, so the Rashba says that if, let's say, suppose you have a living behavior, no shchita was realized, but let's say the veshet was nekam and kev, it slipped from its source. So there is a machleket v'shem. Some v'shem say that if it slipped from its source, so then it is a praise. But the Rashba says, no, it's not a praise. That's not one of the praises. But if the veshet was nishmat in kemei, so then there is no way of shechting the veshet. Because on the simin shochot, shchite cannot be realized. Shchite cannot be realized. So the Rashba says, so the male sins, it's not a praise. So any milti obtained from a veshet in which, let's say, one semen was nishmat in kemei, so that milk is mutabachile. He can't apply the aloche of ayetim yosa osa. It's not osa, it's not rape. If we say, according to the shem, that shmuto, besides being incapable of being nishma, is also a treifo, so then it's ayetim yosa osa. But the Rashba Shiti is, no, that shmuto, the aloche is only that shchite is not matter. It's impossible to realize the shchite and the semen that is nishmat nikei. It's nishmat nikei. But if it isn't, so mele, any milk that is obtained from that behede in which a semen was nishmat nikei is mutabachel. So the Bach equates this hybrid blood with the cholov of a hybrid blood with the cholov of a shmut. ודוד אומר למה שכוס ברעש בכוס והרב, גם בשמות הכל שלו מותה מטעם בשמות לא פרייפי, אלו שאין שחית עם אלף בי, אבל אוכל עושה בשם טרייפו, ויכול אוף טרייפו עושה, עד כאו לשני, ולוי משמע לי, but אבל אוכל עושה, but מה שאין כן, in the case of the Abaye, where the Uber was hate ציוד אלי רגלי, so then it comes with him the love of בוסו בסון את טרייפו, הוא איזה חיילו, So the melee, so it takes in osa. So that the Gemara is not by it. And there is an alternative that it's not osa because every chol should be osa on the basis of it in osa. And still there is a special to Zakosov. So maybe the special to Zakosov applies to that too. אם שוח חצי מלא יכול, והגן עם ניחו, אם חלו בבוטח, דיני משנית מרח הגן השחיתה, והאינם בכבור עושה לי. ואין בשמות אוי צורש את הקשר, מה שאין כן אוכל דמיים שנלן, אין את הכל אין חלק זה מבוי הבטרישה, ועוד בו ישע סוכן דווקא בזיינצי, היי למישהו ניסור המשנה ולחי, ויכולו, דעה אומר נעמי כאילו נחי דומה, לכן כל שבר השבוע בחידושו, וזהו שני, הורק אומר בו אלוהי, אי וזה אין מאיס המחמסת וכפי וכלל, אבל מח מה שאין לסימונים ועתירי, בהן עוד ישחיתי, והרי כל הגוף טיפוסו, הוא חימונה וניקולה, ואי ושאלות שהוא לומד אין ישחי, ואין כן מה הפרש יש בכל אופסה לשחולו, הבו מנחי, אוי דיום עושה, תרשבו אקספלין זה הבאי ובימורי, אוי דיום המקרה גורי, לא עושה חיוסי אין מגליסת מאוד לשחיתה, אבל חיוסי שלו בזה, אין את הכל לא מזל לשחיתה, את כמה שני, וחיים כוס ברן, אבל נראו שכל הבאים האסור המטעם ששים ליחוד שלו, הבו תשוחות, פשיטה זה עושה. So even though the shah and the taz are both chilek and the bach, but there is a big difference. According to the taz, so the status of the cholo, of the hybrid blood, is analogous to the status of the hollow of the uber that is in the Raglai. But there is a Bayou Leif Shete, and there is a possibility that it's mutter because of the special Zerzakosu, of Erzovas Holof and Vosh, so the hollow of the hybrid blood is also mutter according to that authority. That's according to the Taz, according to the Shah. This is certainly also. This is certainly also. The Bayou of the Gemore, the Abaya of the Gemore only applies, the Abaya of the Gemore only applies to the case of a Uber that is a Tiyod and a Ragle, Chutz Meimei. So then it's an Abaya, because we could say that two, that Eivam is Oser, but still the milk of that behemoth should not be any more Oser than the milk of any other behemoth, than the milk of any other behemoth. Because why is it Oser, that Eivam? Why is that Eivam Oser? Because of Eivam Nachai. So that is the Rashbo. I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia that from the Rashbo it's Mashma, that even though we learn it out from the posting of Bosa Basode Treifel is a Chelu, but it's not a Nisar of Treifel. That's a Nisar of Eivam Nachai. He says so, the Rajbo. He says, the Hoche, and the Rajbo also says like this, I mean the Shach also says, V'ho di boi shas hoche, dafti di sayeitze, hani mishum di nisure mishum Eivam Nachai, v'chol of da'o menamek Eivam Nachai, dobe, v'chim kos v'rajbo v'chidusho, וזהו שאין אוכל פה, אם זה אין מייס המחמסה עצמית פריך כלל, אלא מחמשה, so he says, אין מייס המחמסה עצמית פריך כלל. So ממילא, it's the only, so the ניסר is a ניסר מתחיל יום נחד. In other words, that the עיבר, that is יוצא חוץ ומחיצו סי, that is יוצא חוץ ומחיצו סי, has the same deal as an עיבר that is מקצת, spiritually. If an Eivam is Mikzatz from the Behemen, Kedim Shri, so what kind of an Eivam is the Baal? Is Eivam Nachai. So here, instead of being Mikzatz, it emerged, Chutzlum Chitzoseh. So the emergence, Chutzlum Chitzoseh, gives it the same status as if it had been Mikzatz. Because after all, it's Chutz of the Mechitzeh of the mother Behemen. So in many ways, there are two alternatives. There is one alternative, that just as cholov of any man is muter because of Zerus HaKosuf, so this cholov is also muter. Mashe'inke, the cholov of the hybrid blood, so it has the same status like the cholov of a behemoth in which one semen was nishchat and the other semen not. Suppose a shechet will take a behemoth, he'll shech the veishet, he'll shech the cholov, and the other Simen, he'll live intact. And then the behemoth, while he's still living, so he'll obtain milk from that behemoth. So the milk of that behemoth will be osir. Why? Because since it is semi-shahut, so the melee, it has a dinner of a trefoil. So the Shach says that this hybrid blood also has a din of a trade. So in other words, so it's not like Shmuta. So we see that we have three different shittas. The shita of the Bachi is that the cholov of the hybrid blood is muta legamba, the tiras lata. The shita of the Tazi is that it's told in the same abaya. So it's also a metirasophic. The shita of the Shach is that this is not told in the sophic of the abaya. This is certainly it's in Osa Osa. See, Osa Osa. So the Mele, the cholov is certainly Osa Bachi. Now I want to go over and start in the tour in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tes Law. I thought of going over Siman Tes Zayin too, but it seems it will be impossible. Efreyach calls man shall yotzal avir ha'ilom, also mishum sheret asheret aloha. Ulacha shall yotzal avir ha'ilom, muter, miyak. That's a price in Beitze, Dab Zayin, Dab Ches. The Rabbeza miyakob oise, Rajiv Tuchayim. So there is a machlekes in the price in Beitze, as to whether an Efreyach that already emerged, La'avir Ha'ilom, but the eyes are still closed. So according to the Rabbon of Rav Zabi Yaakov, so it's Mutabachi. It's Mutabachi. And according to Rav Zabi Yaakov, even though it emerged, it still comes within the Yisrael of Asheret Asheret Aloreh, until it opens its eyes. So Uposach Shvifkit HaNekamet, Dishoy, but in Yovizal, that has to do with another shayla. I think I mentioned that in the shul several times. That's in Kom Pesach. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibe. The Rambam says in Kom Pesach. Now the halacha is that Milas Avodov is miyakim of eating in Kom Pesach. In other words, if somebody bought an eved off, he bought an eved doll, and he bought an eved doll, and was asked to make him into an eved knaini, and then, but he wasn't mild eved knaini. So in other words, he wasn't mild eved doll as yet. So the male, he didn't become an eved knaini as yet. So the binding, the odin, cannot be the kompesa. Milas avodo is nachvose in lech of the pesa. So the Rambam says the same thing would apply to a shifra. If someone bought a shifra nochis, al nas, libeleso, lishem shifra snaimis, so until she was developed, lishem shifra snaimis, so it's marking the odin from eating the kom pesach. That's what the Rambam says, Luchas kom pesach. So the Raivid is chedesh. And this, the Rambam mentions, there is a deceptive psochim, there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Rebbe Zalman Yaakov. So the Rabbonon of Rebbe Zalman Yaakov say as the Rambam passes, but Rebbe Zalman Yaakov is chayim. And Rebbe Zalman Yaakov says that only Filas Avodov is makvos melechel pesach, but Filas Ameiso is not meakim melechel b'kom pesach. So I think the Ketz Mishne says that the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet is on the question, because we say Mishnas Rav Zalman Yaakov Kavinoki. So that's the Mishne. Here we have the machlekes in the Braise. Whether the halacha of Mishnas Rav Zalman Yaakov Kavinoki applies to the Braise. So the Rambam Shita is, it's a klal only in the Mishne. In any machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Zalman Yaakov and the Mishne, so we pass more Rav Zalman Yaakov, but it doesn't apply to a price, and the Raivet Shita is that it applies to a price as well. So, Uposak Shrivkit Alekame, Vishor, Vabini Roviza Uposak Rebleza. In other words, the same Machlekes. Here it's also a Machlekes in Beitzel of Zion, between Rabbon and Rabbi Yaakov. Vlad Behemoti Chesyomim, Osam Shim Sofik Neib, Umiu in Zorich Chesyomim Shleim, El Miyad Vitkilas Leu Shmini Muta. So, in other words, just as we have a loche of neifu in Odom, we have a loche of neifu in a behemoth. But here there's a difference. In Odom, So that this man that is required to be made tzi'evlam from Cheskas Leifu is 30 days. And until the child, the baby, survives for 30 days, so we cannot be sure whether it's Kol Chodosho or it's not Kol Chodosho. But by the behemoth, if the behemoth survives for 8 days, so it's a raya that it's Kol Chodosho. But it's the same principle, except that whereas in regard to Odom, there is a time of 30 days to be made see the child, the baby, Michwal Neifel, so by the Hebrew it's 8 days. So, Umiyu in Tzorech Hashem Mishlehimim, Umiyad 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 Mishlehimim, So in other words, the whole union, this is true in respect to Shleishim Yomi by Odom, and this is true of Shmini Yomi by Ben. The whole purpose of waiting 30 days or 8 days is only to make sure that it's not a premature, in other words, that it wasn't born premature before the expiration of the 9 months. But if we know that it's called Lechadosho, even though he didn't survive 30 days, there is not the soft navel. In the same thing to have a behemoth. If we know that the behemoth is called Lechadosho, then the behemoth is called Lechadosho. So then, eight days didn't elapse yet, so then it's Mutabachile, because it's me. It's Yetzei, Meisofik, Meisofik. Alright, the Machab. Efreyach Uzman Shul Yoslav Reilom Osea, Ulach Yoslav Reilom, Muter Miyan. So that way, as the Rizit and the Rambam pass, like the Rabbonu from the Zabiyak. So, the Rambam is Lishitose, in regard to Kom Pesach. He passed his veil like the Rabbonu from the Zabiyak, and in regard here to Efreyach, So he also passes like Rabbanu Chazmiyan. But the Moshe Shrei, Vein Moshe Yoldo, Im Yodu Hashem Ovi Chodosh, Vain Tes Chodosh, Im Lidaso, Vein Lidako Mutam Yad, Vim Shem Eilad, Lichashin Hashem Nishasku, Vim Shnich Shishu, Vim Nich Shishu, Ivo Ovi Chel Aleide, Vim Yodu Hashem Ovi Chodosh, Osea, Mishim Tzok Knei Yifel, Atkhil Asra Yushin, Eisei Yuchin Aleide, Chovim Bidoi Kitanim, Hanikochim Imenu, Suppose you buy the doing ktan from an akku, and the akku says it's already ben ches yomi, so he has no nemones. He has no nemones. And even if he's messiah with two men, he doesn't have nemones because it involves a nisad raise. And nisad raise, an akku, even if he's messiah with two men, has no nemones. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, I want to mention that we are going to finish Hilchas Shechita before Pesach. But I don't want you to take a Pchine before Pesach. So the Pchine on the Gemara and Chum that we learn and on Hilchas Shechita will be given the first week after the vacation. So I think that the first day after the Pesach vacation will be, I think, Tuesday, I think. Kind of Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know. Anyway, so that week it should be taken. So you have the whole Pesach vacation, which is of 2 weeks, it will be of 2 weeks, so you'll be able to go over to Heshchite and the Gemara Yechud. Now, but we are going to finish Heshchite, so we'll have to cover more ground. Now, I can't start the Simun Tezayin, even though I expected to start it. So, but for now Friday is Purim. So for Monday, so first of all, if you didn't go over the Gemara in Esiv's May until now, you should go over it, because otherwise it will be impossible. You'll have to spend a whole week in understanding the Shach and the Taz. If you know the Gemara very well, and the Shiddish Rambam, there are two Rambams that are difficult here. And the Mechaber Paschos like both Shiddish Rambam. The both Shiddish Rambam. The two difficult Rambams, which are two difficult Mechabers, are both mentioned in Sif Ches. The Siman Tzayin Sifchet. Now, there is also a Reb Chaim, a very short Reb Chaim, on Hilchas Shechita, an Linie noch Frischischin, die sehr alt, oh, Seba für Mixasche, oh, Sheyoma für Mixasche. Now, so if you didn't go over the Gemara in 18th day, it's not just the Gemara I mentioned to you, I mentioned Restar, the two blocks in the beginning of 18th day, from the beginning of 18th day up to that page of the Dalek in the middle of the Omen. So you have to go over very carefully the whole Gemara. It's very important. The machleket between Rav Yudeh and Chachomim, Rav Lezer and Chachomim. It's a very complicated Gemara. And then you should also go over the Gemara, the Mishneh of that Pegim Ramadala. The Mishneh is a small piece of Gemara. Ba'avor Prokim Bishono, Hamecher Behemo, Hamecher Behemo, Haver Yitzor Vrigil. But then you should go over it for Monday. Also, see in the two and in the Machabeah, the Simen Yudzai, Simen Yudzai, and also the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, that is the source for this Simen. All right.